going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
1067 The Fan. Just talked to Diana Rossini from The Athletic. If you missed any of that interview, get on the podcast or the Odyssey app, however you get it. You want to listen to it. Trust me, man. Really interesting stuff going on with the quarterbacks in this draft. And not that Washington's in the quarterback market, but by holding a pick late, they could become a factor in the quarterback market. And I think it's kind of interesting to watch unfold because the more interest there is in the kid Shuck from Louisville or Dart or Sanders or Jalen Milroe, oddly, Milroe is very off the radar in all our conversations so far. But he's going to be there, and he's incredibly – what do you like to call the combine, the underwear Olympics?
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know that he – I'm not sure how much he did at the combine, but
– I read a story this morning. The Steelers like him.
Right.
We'll see. I just – like, when I hear all this stuff now about the quarterbacks, the mere fact that there's not very quarterback oriented this year, I still believe some people going to reach for a quarterback.
Well, dude, that's one of the things I wonder. Like, it's easy to think there is – if I set the amount of quarterbacks taken in the first round tonight at 1.5, which way are you going?
1.5?
Yeah.
I'll take the over.
What about 2.5? I think I am too. It's – I get – what was the Kenny Pickett draft? Was that 2022? Where Pickett was the first quarterback taken, I think at 20 by the Steelers. And there was a lot of questions, you know, about that draft class. And it ended up being really pretty bad mm-hmm. for quarterbacks. The one thing I don't like for Shador is Tom Pelissero is a good reporter and does this big in-depth piece every year where he talks to a ton of people from all over the league about all of the quarterback prospects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there's no doubt that Cam Ward's the top. He gets a lot of people to talk about Shador Sanders, AFC coordinators, NFC coordinators. Now, it is done anonymously, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is positive. I mean, say he has like 6 or 7 quotes in here. But a lot of it is positive. But the one negative one goes crazy. And a lot of what these guys said, I think you've seen this with other quarterback prospects that are coached by their dad.
Mm-hmm.
The kid Brom, remember the kid Brom from Louisville, was a big-time quarterback prospect. His dad was the coach. And when he got to the pros and things went wrong, like, he never thought to blame himself
mm-hmm.
because the theory was that when he was at Louisville – his dad never said it was his fault, like if something went wrong. I do think there's some of the stuff that Shador doesn't do well, taking sacks specifically, that you wonder if the O-line always took the blame. It's not always the O-line's fault, right?
Yeah.
But I think there are questions about coming from a system where you've only played for your dad. But I just think there's one quote that I hate. This dude just torches him anonymously. And you know you're, like, I think if you're given anonymous quotes, you could be negative. But to be this negative, listen to this. The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing, he's not that good. I just think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think if you're doing an anonymous quote, it's a little much to say. Like, how long did you interact with somebody to call them entitled? I don't know.
Listen, man. Anonymous quote. And you get to hide behind anonymous. If you truly feel that, don't make it anonymous. And then again, as I stated yesterday, that one negative thing gets all the run, not the positive stuff. We had a guy who was on the show last week before you left. He said he thought Shedeur was one of the best in the draft.
Thor, yeah. Nystrom.
So, and when you hear
a lot of folks too.
When you hear those things, it makes me wonder, because let's be real. When something is positive, people don't normally keep passing it on. But when something is negative, they keep passing it on. So I'm not going to take that one negative thing over all the positives. That's why I believe still he may get drafted in the first round.
Yeah, I just think the more these guys slip, the better off it'll be. Mm-hmm. You want there to be some sort of competition, some player, and typically teams would move up for a quarterback so they have more runway on the contract options. Our guy Josh Norris from Underdog just put out his final mock draft, and I believe he only has the one quarterback going in Ward, which will be crazy, and which will make the first couple picks of Friday night really exciting. Norris has the Commanders taking Jihad Campbell. I've read that I think it's they want it pronounced Jihad instead of Jihad, which has a different connotation, certainly. Campbell's a linebacker out of Bama, so Greg would be happy. He gets his Tide player in Washington. What do you think, B, of the conversation that first-round picks need to be tied to basically more expensive positions, that you want to go quarterback, corner, edge rusher, receiver, rather than running back, linebacker, because of eventually the cost?
But what if the running back and the linebacker are the absolute best, and they could get into the league and be the best at that position to help your team out? You know, I that whole mindset of I'm going to tell you who deserves money. I'm going to tell you who, instead of letting people play and be good or not be good. But just because you go after what you think is a quarterback, a wide receiver, it's a it's a more expensive position, but it's also a position where you have a bigger bust. So you go draft that linebacker, I mean that receiver, that quarterback, cornerback, and they suck. You're stuck. But what if that guy is he's more expensive, but he's a fifth-ranked quarterback, cornerback. But this guy over here is a top-rated linebacker. Oh, I can't take him in the first round. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, I believe the Detroit Lions in the last couple drafts have taken a linebacker and a running back. Don't quote me on that, but I know they took Jahmyr Gibbs. And what's the linebacker they took? I think it was Jack Campbell, the kid from Iowa, right?
Yeah, sorry, right?
He's off ball, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But both of those guys were exceptional, right?
Right.
A lot of people wish they had him on their team.
I also think you can't look at, if you hold a top five pick, then yeah, the value starts to matter, right? If you have a top five pick, I mean, hell, there's a decent example of it in recent Washington history. It was Cher fifth or sixth. It took Cher fifth or sixth. I think he was fifth. They wanted him to play tackle. He couldn't. He ends up going to guard, and he was an all-pro guard. Is that a waste of a pick because it's not a value position?
But
I also just think,
what if he's
at 29 is very different than top five, top 10.
Yeah, I just think, man, if I have a Saquon prospect, a Ray Lewis prospect coming up, and they got the top 10 pick, and they're in my lap, and I need that position, I'm picking them. See, the problem with the NFL tries to, and the NFL with the reporters around it, the NFL wants to be very much equal. But if I were a guy running an NFL team, I'm not doing what everybody else does. I'm doing what's going to work for my team. Everybody want to pass the ball, and I got an exceptional running back, I'm picking him. So everybody else going to be doing the same stuff. I'm going to make you have to work on something else. And what happens is we watch the league now. Everybody tries to do the same thing. But everybody don't have a Pat Mahomes. Everybody don't have an Eagles offensive line. So you can't do the exact same thing. So if you happen to be able to have something a little different or better, go with that and move forward. Don't try to become something that you're not.
I've been saying this. I've been using the Maryland coach as my example. Maryland didn't need to hire a Maryland person to be their basketball coach. They needed to hire the best basketball coach they could get. When there was an opening in the tight end room, a lot of Skins fans would tweet me, oh, they should hire Chris Cooley to be the tight ends coach. That'd be great, but they should just hire the best tight ends coach they could get, whether or not he played here. Yeah,
but the whole thing about
draft the best player you could get, especially at 29.
Because a guy was a very good player for you don't mean he's going to be a great coach for you.
Right, and because a guy's an edge rusher doesn't mean you have to take him over somebody you have eight spots higher on your draft board, even if they're a running back or a linebacker.
There you go, totally.
Nobody go anywhere –